need for traceability. Good governance, production techniques, and customer service levels require the ability to track inventory through the system, from receipt and storage, through production, to shipment and delivery. In addition to internal inventory control, organizations need inventory traceability throughout the supply chain from the point of origin to the final destination. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines traceability as follows. 1. The attribute allowing the ongoing location of a shipment to be determined. 2. The registering and tracking of parts, processes, and materials used in production by lot or serial number. Note that inventory traceability is considered to be a subset of inventory control. That is, it provides factual data necessary for making inventory control decisions that are in accord with inventory policy. Inventory traceability is also needed in many industries due to transportation contract, regulatory, customer service, and sustainability requirements. As a product travels through the supply chain, from supplier to manufacturer to final customer, certain responsibilities become one or the other party's responsibility. Knowing where the inventory is in this process can help clarify who is responsible for doing what while there is still time to keep things running in a timely fashion. Whoever owns the product during portions of the transportation process helps determine who. Hays transportation costs, bears which risks and insures the shipment, is responsible for certain documentation such as customs declarations. In North America, a common term used is free on board, FOB, which is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a shipping term which indicates at what point respective obligations, costs, and risks involved in the delivery of goods shift from the seller to the buyer. Internationally, transfer of title is governed separately from who will pay which shipping costs and what the point of delivery will be, since these details can be negotiated in many ways. The various options are facilitated by Incoterm's registered trademark, which are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a series of predefined commercial terms published by the International Chamber of Commerce relating to international commercial law. These terms do not cover property rights. Incoterm's registered trademark do not specify when transfer of title occurs. This is dictated in the contract for sale, while Incoterm's registered trademark are rules for a contract for carriage. Another reason for traceability is to manage recalls, which are defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a step in the reverse logistics process when parts or products are requested to be returned because of a product defect or a potential hazard resulting from government regulations or liability concerns. Recalls can impact any industry that is subject to safety regulations or is vulnerable to related liability risks. For example, if contaminated produce is responsible for an outbreak of foodborne illness, it is helpful to be able to track the outbreak to specific regions or farms. By doing so and determining where produce from the affected areas ended up, the outbreak can be quickly and accurately addressed rather than needing an overly broad response. In addition to technologies such as global positioning systems, GPS, blockchain technology can provide a method for storing the related data in a way that enables reliable data and source authentication. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines blockchain as follows: a continuously growing list of records called blocks, which are linked and secured using cryptography. Each block typically contains a cryptographic hash of the previous block, a timestamp, and transaction data. The data in any given block cannot be altered retroactively without the alteration of all subsequent blocks, inherently making it resistant to modification. Some industries have very stringent inventory traceability requirements, pharmaceuticals and foodstuffs being key examples, so technologies such as blockchain are being adopted in these industries. Documentation requirements have been developed by organizations such as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, the UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, and other similar regulating organizations. For example, the US FDA has developed regulations requiring more thorough documentation of the chain of custody or audit trail of drugs as they move through the supply chain. A chain of custody is the documented evidence of which parties had the product in their custody at which points and times. Supply chains are affected by the documentation burden. These include additional labeling and packaging requirements that enable manufacturers and regulators to demonstrate tracking of lots in terms of transit stages, time spent at each stage, packaging configurations, and storage conditions. For example, as pharmaceutical products move from company to company and through the hands of carriers, documentation of temperatures must be provided for cold storage items. Foods also need traceability, such as to track lots affected by salmonella. Traceability requirements have become stricter in recent years in part because of concerns about counterfeit and adulterated drugs in the pharmaceutical industry. This has led to a tightening of regulatory requirements for ensuring unique identification. Electronics and chemical industries also need traceability. Regulations exist for material content reporting, reduction of hazardous materials and components, and responsible end-of-life recycling and disposal. For example, the European Union has implemented regulations regarding the recycling of electronic waste, called the Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment, WEEE Directive. WEEE mandates that suppliers take back equipment at the end of its economic life and sets targets for recycling and recovery of material used in electronics. Tracking is required for proof of compliance.